Thank you. Woo. There's too many people there. I wasn't ready for that. If they told me, I would have finished my slide sooner. Thank you everyone for being there. It's really energizing to see so many people interested in NixOS. So I work at a company called Twig. My name is Guillaume. We love Nix, a Twig. If you don't know about us, check out our blog. It's okay. So while my job as work is more data science and software in general, I'm a Nix enthusiast. I started 3 years ago, could not stop since then. My rabbit hole was just managing CUDA, basically. As a Nix enthusiast, I have one thing I can't stop thinking about, which is I want everyone to use Nix. I want you to use Nix. I want you to use Nix. I want you to use Nix. I want. So before I start, does anyone not use Nix on a daily basis here? Okay, so I want you to. Okay. And to the other people in the room, guys, what are you doing? There's two people not using Nix. So, as you might know, I want to be able to make anyone use Nix. But there is a but. In the sentence, we have both. Anyone. And Nix. In the same sentence. Ideally, this is what the combination of these words should mean. Nix users know better. So, Nix is not an easy tool to use, right? In order to be completely autonomous with Nix and NixOS, you need a vast amount of knowledge to model your way. Through all kinds of problems and before you get anything to run properly. However, I am a believer. I think we can, in fact, not have this, but reach this wonderful world where everyone can use it. So let me tell you a story that happened in a company that I might have heard about. So in this company, we have Emma. Say hello to Emma. The company is thank you. The company didn't expect people to actually reply to that, and I'm delighted that you are. Thank you. I feel less lonely there. The company being rather small, she has to handle all HR by herself because she's the HR, right? So she manages the employee's contract, as any HR would. And turns out that even though the company is small, she has processed a lot of contracts. I mean, really a lot. Oops. I spent too much time on this animation, not too good to let it go to waste, sorry. She has been using a software for quite some time, you might recognize the logo, to process them all. And it has been going fine. But someday, a task comes to her so huge it's stupid. We all know this kind of stupid task, right? Let's say, for instance, that she has to go through all the contracts and find all the employees that had some specific terms. She now has to spend hours and hours and days going through all each one contract, reading, looking for the terms, etc., etc. And it is boring. It is repetitive. If only there was a way to do it without doing it manually. And as she's starting to drown in her own despair, suddenly appears in her Slack someone who says, "I think I can be of help." "It's an engineer," she says. Little does she know that it's not just any engineer. Anyway, our hero knows that she uses a SaaS to process the contract, and a SaaS often has an API. So it's